Luke 23.
Morning. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals. One on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the Chosen One." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Are you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said, "since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely he was a righteous man." When all the people had gathered to witness this sight, saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
So, like I kind of indicated a bit earlier, I'd like to talk about a story that I read connected to the musical Annie, okay? Now, if you've, I presume a lot of you have seen the musical Annie, but if you don't know what Annie's about, it's set in America during the Great Depression, and there's an orphanage. The orphanage is run by who? Do you know? Miss Hannigan. She's not very nice. She's a bit not a particularly nice person. But for Christmas, this billionaire called Oliver Warbuck, decides he's going to adopt a child, I think, for Christmas. Initially, he thinks he's going to adopt a boy, but his secretary ends up bringing a girl back, Annie, and there the musical is set. Some of the most famous songs in Annie, It's a Hard Knock Life. You know that one? Do. I won't say, well, I'm tempted, no. You're Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile. That's in Annie, did you know that? And, of course, the most famous of all, Tomorrow. Anyway, that's enough. So, in the show, or in the film, in the musical show, Annie finds a stray dog. What is called, anybody know? Sandy. Some of you are good at this, aren't you? And that's, I want to connect a story, but for those that have not seen that bit, I've decided to show you a little bit of. Like I say, what I want to do is sort of talk about a story connects to that. If nothing else, you might remember the story because of that. But several years ago on Broadway, when they were trying to put on the production of Annie on Broadway stage, they didn't have a dog to play Sandy. But not that far away, in a proper dog pound, there was a dog, and that dog's name was Sonny. And Sonny was just hours away of being sadly put down, put to sleep. She was in the dog kennel. No one had was taking any notice of her. She was not far away from being put to sleep. But then a man called William Berofoni, he saw a picture of this dog, Sonny, that was in the dog pound. And he went to the dog pound and he rescued Sonny from the dog pound. Then what he did is he trained up Sonny, and within months, Sonny was playing Sandy in the Broadway production of Annie. Now, I don't know if Sonny reminds you of anyone, but I want to relate that story, that true story, to why we're here today when we're thinking about the cross of Jesus. See, Sonny, in that dog pound, was lost and she was alone. You might even say she'd been abandoned and rejected. Her future was destined for death and destruction. There seemed to be no hope for Sonny. And the thing about this is, through our own deliberate fault, by turning away from God and turning to sin, man and woman, kind, have become separate, haven't we, from our Creator God. We became lost. You could say, in some ways, that we were now alone. We might even feel abandoned or rejected. For us, our future, the Bible tells us, was heading for eternal punishment, eternal death. Hope had gone. But just as Sonny was seen from afar by William Berofoni, we were not forgotten. We were still seen, the Bible tells us, by our Heavenly Father. We are seen in Genesis 16, verse 13, Hagar calls God El Rohi, which means the God who sees me. It says this, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. And then just as William Berofoni chose Sonny to play Sandy, we are chosen. 1 Peter 1 verse 9 says this, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. Ephesians 1 verse 4, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. But then, just as Sonny was rescued and saved, so we are rescued and saved. This is Good Friday. This is the perfect sacrifice. It's the lamb that was slain. It's the body broken. It's the blood shed. It's the cross of Jesus. It's the punishment that Jesus took in our place, dying for our sin once and for all. It is amazing love. You know, in the story of Annie, in the Broadway production, when they got his dog, we don't know if Sonny was bought from the pound or not. But what we do know today, and we can be sure about, is that we were bought at a great cost. We sung about it earlier, didn't we? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. The cost was great. And then once Sunny in our story was rescued and saved, well, she now belonged. She belonged in the story to the cast of the musical Annie. For us, by accepting what Jesus has done for us on the cross and through repentance, we can now know that we belong. That we can belong to God, that we become adopted, the Bible says, into his family. We then read in the story today that Sunny was invested in. This guy who got her from the pound, who rescued her, who saved her from the pound, then started to invest in this dog, started to train the dog. You know, God wants to invest in us by his Holy Spirit. There's a saying that says, God loves us as we are, but loves us too much to leave us as we are. You know, God wants to invest in us, his transforming love. He wants to grow in us fruits like patience and kindness and joy and peace and love. He wants to develop in us gifts. He wants to teach us and train us and transform us to become more Christ-like. Finally, Sunny was given a new life, a new beginning, a new purpose. She became a star on Broadway. You know, Sunny became Sandy. And when I thought about that, it got me thinking about how Saul, who meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus, we're told, became Paul. That name change took place for him. And Paul went on from becoming a person who persecuted Christians to living for Christ, for sharing the gospel, to building the kingdom of God. Now, we might not get a new name, but we now can have that new life in Christ. We can have that new beginning. We can have a new purpose in Christ, just as Paul did. And our purpose, our new beginning, we're sent out to live for Jesus, to share the good news in the world, to build the kingdom of God in the world. Just as Sunny became a star on Broadway, well, the Bible says this, one of my favorite verses, Philippians 2, verse 15, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation, then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. And that's our calling. Because this dog, Sunny, is in this pound, is all alone. And the Bible says because we'd messed up, that was us. We'd become separate from our Heavenly Father, our Creator God. We were destined for destruction, as Sonny was destined for his own destruction. But God saw us. He didn't forget us. He didn't abandon us. He saw us. And because we are chosen by him, and he sent his son into the world. to be our rescuer, to be our saviour. So when we accept him, we accept what he's done, then we can move into a place of belonging into God's eternal family. But then we're given this new purpose as God invests in us and restores us and pours his spirit into us and trains us, if you want to put it like that, that we might be sent out into the world to live for Jesus and to build his kingdom, to share his good news, to shine like stars in this dark world. Not on a Broadway stage, but in our streets and among our families and in our workplaces. It's just a parallel using that story when I heard it. And I thought, yeah, that it's just another way of explaining the cross today. Some of us watched the film Heaven, How I Got Here, and we looked at the thief on the cross, and we looked at his view and how he saw the cross and how through him accepting Jesus, even in those last moments, he was rescued and saved and is in heaven today. And even when I was thinking about the musical Annie, there was a couple of extra things I even thought about. The first was this, I don't know if you know, but Warbuck, this billionaire, I don't know if you know the name of his secretary, because it was his secretary that brought Annie into the musical. It was his secretary that fought for Annie to stay with the billionaire when he thought he was going to have a boy, and he was like, send her back, she's a girl. She's the one who fought for her. Do you know what her name is? Grace. So it's just another link. Because Good Friday's all about grace, isn't it? It's all about God paying the price and offering his love and forgiveness we don't deserve. But it comes through grace and mercy from the cross. And then I even thought about the song, a little bit corny, I get it, the song Tomorrow. That say these words, and I won't sing it and spoil it for you. When I'm stuck with a day that's grey and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, the sun will come out tomorrow. Oh, you've got to hang on till tomorrow, come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, you're always a day away. On Good Friday, it feels sometimes a bit grey and lonely. But our tomorrow is coming. We know that, don't we? Because our tomorrow is that first Easter Sunday when the Son of God bursts out of the grave, victorious, glorious. The sun will come out tomorrow. Jesus, we will celebrate here on Sunday. The risen Jesus that makes all the cross make sense. It makes all the cross that he did on the cross freely flowing from us today because we have a risen Jesus who died for us but rose again. I just thank God today that he just didn't leave me alone in my mess. He didn't leave me just to head for destruction and think, well, it's your own fault. He didn't abandon me. He came to rescue me. And he came to rescue you through the cross, through dying on the cross in our place. He invites us into his family. He invites us into his kingdom that we might be invested in to be his witnesses in the world in which we live in today. That's good. That's Good Friday. We've heard it many times before, but I just pray again for me and for us all. Maybe as we take communion and we sing these final few songs as well together, that we'll just celebrate that again and be thankful. Amen. Well,